If I'd known she was religious, then I wouldn't have came stoned to the house of such an angel. Too fucked up to get back.
Good morning, good afternoon, or good night. However you choose to listen to these Holy Commute podcasts, it's Friday, April 15th, tax day, and I'm your host, Skylar Burt. With me today on my final episode of Holy Commutes, he's a 2020 Texas Medium Pitch State Champion, a fall 2021 Orange County Wiffle Champion, the man behind the new, and in my opinion, better than Moonshot Bat, the walk-off elite, a teammate of mine, Ben, I can't pronounce your last name, so I'm going to have to ask you to say it, but what's going on, buddy?
What's up, Skylar? And it's, my last name's Cody Spody. I know it's kind of hard to say.
Dude, I've tried for, you were in Texas for like 2 years, and I still, yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's a hard one, bro. It's a hard one.
Dude, I'm already bad enough with, like, people's last names. I tried to say Lance's, and I was just like, nope, nope. And he was like, Lance goes, just call me Lance Bond. But anyways, let's get to it. So tell the people that are listening at home, you know, what started your Wiffle career? What are the leagues you've played in? What awards have you taken home? I've said some, but I know there's a lot more. And what's your favorite style to play?
You said the pretty much the ones when we were out there in Texas, besides the, we won, what was it, the 2020 Skinny Back Classic 2 as the Wise Guys?
Yes.
And then, pretty much started, I don't know, probably late, when I was late 20s, maybe like 8-9 years ago, playing out here in Upland with, Mock from, the Whippets Wiffle Club, playing in his tournaments. It's pretty much where I started. They play a lot of fast pitch. I think now they pretty much only play fast pitch. But started there and then, you know, played out there with you guys, played in New Braunfels with you guys. And then, right now we're playing in the OC Wiffle Ball League. We play out in Irvine and, it's like a 10-week league. We have an all-star game, home run derby, like, mid-season break. And then we have playoffs and then, World Series. Pretty cool. We won it last season. And, this season we just finished the regular season. My team, the Wise Guys, is the third seed. So hopefully we can go back-to-back. But that's pretty much it right now. And then I'm a candidate for the Cy Young Award this season. So
hey.
Fingers crossed I can take that one home, bro.
Let's go. So playing all those different styles, what's your favorite style to play, though?
I like the Texas medium pitch, big bat, you know,
out of Cedar Park. Running.
You yep. know, with the caught looking rule, you know, people can't sit there with the bat on their shoulders waiting to walk, all that good stuff. That was my favorite, you know?
Oh, dude, caught looking rule is my absolute favorite. I've said it a bunch on these podcasts, and I'll say it again. If you haven't came to Texas, come to Cedar Park and play caught looking. It'll change your wiffle ball perspective. I promise yep. you.
Definitely. Yep. I'm trying to get the dude from OC to implement that because, you know, we only have like 2 hours on the field to get two sets of games in. And I told him, you know, people can't sit there and walk. So he's debating it, but I don't know. I'm going to have to
Dude, I would,
push him to do it.
I would definitely suggest doing it, especially if you have a time limit on the field. You got to get these games just moving. Like, even if it's close, people start swinging.
Yep, and exactly.
Sometimes people hit those balls that shouldn't be, that they would normally watch if there's not caught looking. Sometimes those balls are hit hard and are home runs, doubles, triples, big time hits.
Yeah, it definitely speeds up the game, you know, and, you know, it just, to me, it's more fun, you know, when you actually get that person with that caught looking as a pitcher, you know, it's a good feeling.
Yeah, definitely. That's my favorite. All right, well, let's shift gears here just a little bit. I did mention it. You have the new bat that's came out, the walk-off elite. It's been a hit. People all across the country are swinging it, using it, buying it, trying to get it. How, you know, all that, and you know, what made you want to start this? Because, you know, for me, I do Burt's bats. What made me want to start it was, hey, I want to see if I can do this. I did it. it became something that people liked. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to keep this cheap because sometimes these bats get super expensive. I swung your bat. I know your bat's more expensive than my bats, but in my opinion, your bat is very well priced for what it does, because that bat is, like it says, a walk-off elite. So what made you want to start this? You know, tell us all about that, I guess.
I don't know, man. I mean, I just kind of was messing around, looking at stuff when I was out in Texas. You know, I didn't have a lot to do. And then, you know, was looking into different companies, doing stuff like that. Me and my friend talked about it before, because we made a wooden bat, like a skinny wooden bat. And it broke. And then we made another one. And it was legit. He made it out of maple. Like, I still have the thing. And the thing with that, though, you know, the price of the wood and all that, he's like, dude, we got to sell these for like $350-$400. And I'm like, dude, we can't do that. So that didn't work. So then I was looking for a company that could make me, you know, like a big barrel, you know, resin composite type bat. And I got shut down by, I don't know, dude, probably like 10, 12 different manufacturers. Finally found one. And then, you know, just worked on it. Took a while to get it going. And then we finally, you know, he produced one for me. I didn't like it. He produced another one. We didn't like it. And then he sent me four. And then out of those four, there's two I liked. So we picked the one that, you know, that's the elite now. And then from there, you know, it just, I wanted something that was, you know, comparable to a moonshot. Because, you know, moonshot's only like, you know, expensive bat out there on the market. I wanted something comparable to that, but a little bit cheaper, you know. So that was kind of the thing with that. Right now, just trying to, I'm not sure how many I've left. I think I have maybe less than 10 left. So trying to get rid of those. And then, I don't know, man, you know, we've talked about doing a couple different other models and stuff, but those molds are expensive, dude. You know,
no, cheap. Yeah, no, I know me and you have talked about it, and it's not anything that's going to happen now, and we've discussed that and everything, but it could be something you could see in the future from Birch Bats and Walk Off Elite, a collaboration bat. But yeah, like you said, you told me, yeah, I think I asked you this week, or last week, and you were like, yeah, dude, you know, this is what we got to do, and I was like, all right, and you were like, you know, it's just the molds, and I was like, okay. And you're like, how much the molds cost? You told me how much the molds cost, and I was like, okay, yeah, you know, that time frame sounds a whole lot better now than doing it this year kind of thing.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I mean, the mold, and then after that, you got to buy X amount of bats. So, I mean, it's expensive, dude. I mean, it's, and then, you know, it's not something that you're going to make a ton of money on. I mean, you kind of do it just because you love the game and stuff, you know? I mean, I'm not sitting here, I mean, off the elite, dude, I've put a bunch of my own money. I haven't made any money on that. I lost money on that, you know? Even if I sell the rest of my stuff, I mean, I'm still in the hole, you know? I have the mold, which is cool. And then as we sell more later down the road, like, it might break even. And then, you know, buy another one and then another mold. You know, we looked at maybe doing, like you said, you know, me and you doing a little collab. And then I looked at a couple other different options we have. But, you know, some of the other molds are more expensive. Some are a little cheaper. It's just, you know, it's a lot of money to get going, bro.
No, for sure. And it's and you know, I can tell you too, from Birch Bats, I don't make a ton of money a year. I do it exactly for the same reason why you do it. You love the sport. You want to, you know, help the sport, change the sport, give back to the sport. You know what I mean? That's just what we do. You know what I mean? That's what we're doing when we're making bats or supplying things for wiffle ball, you know, whatever it is. And you're not going to quit your job ever to go pursue this unless you want to go buy Wiffle Ink. And unless you want to go buy Wiffle Ink, you better have a lot of money. Sure. I mean, I'm not saying it can't be done, but then you got to go buy Wiffle Ink, and then you got to figure all that out. And I mean, is it worth it?
I don't know, but those guys are already hating on me, bro. I already got a 5-page cease and desist letter from them.
Well, Wiffle Ink owns the name Wiffle and the color yellow.
Oh, dude, they sent me a thing too. I can't even use their ball. Even like how my logo, like it's their ball, you know, even though it's not, it's like a triangle shape that kind of looks like their ball. They sent me a thing that has all these different pictures. So we're working on changing the logo up right now too. I got to change that because those dudes, like I said, they weren't happy with me for some reason. So it is what it is, you know?
I mean, you said, yeah, I mean, yeah, they did that to Brett Brevelacqua. They've done it to people in the past. It's what they do. It's what they try to do. It's with Link, but it is what it is. They don't care about the sport. They care about the money.
Yep.
All it is. And we care about the sport, not the money, because I can tell you right now, I like you said, you break even at some point, and I've been doing it for 3 years, so now I'm in the point where I know how to break even throughout the year, but I don't have a mold. You know what I mean? I don't buy molds. I have material. It's a whole different ballgame when you're having a manufacturer thrown in there. But like you said, it'd be a cool fucking collaboration, potentially. Yeah. But anyways, we've talked about Cali, we've talked about Texas. You've played in both. You've played in different regions of both. You've said it before, some of the differences in it. But what are, like, the big difference? What's the big difference? You go to California, you come to Texas. What's just the big difference?
I mean, there's not that big a difference. I mean, between like Mock's league and Tim's league, you know, like Mock plays like United rules where you field the ball, you got to throw the backstop or net, where, you know, Tim, you got to field it cleanly. Our OC league, you just have to stop it before the cone. You know, everything has its own little things. But it's all pretty much the same, bro. It's all wiffle ball. I mean, our OC league is, you know, bucket balls like PLW, unscuffed. No modifications on the bat. Only thing you can do is put a grip on it. You know, Moxley, you can use whatever bat you want. You can bring, you know, a walk-off. You can bring a Burt's bat. You can bring a what a bat. You can bring, you know, a Nerf bat. You can bring whatever you want. So they're all pretty similar, dude. I mean, I think the biggest thing in, like, Texas, it seems like everybody's a little more friendly and, like, everybody's there to have a good time. You know, everybody talks to each other where, you know, some of the ones in Cali, like when we first did the OC, you know, it was a little like just getting going. Everybody didn't know each other. And I mean, now we got 10 teams and now it's a lot more fun. We have music playing. Everybody's cool. So, I mean, that's like the best part of, you know, when you go to wiffle ball leagues, once they've been going for a little bit, everybody knows each other. Everybody's having a good time together, you know?
No, exactly. Exactly. And that's a big thing about Texas too. It's very friendly for the most part. Down here, sometimes, you know, you'll get people riled up. That's wiffle ball. That's funny sometimes, but
yeah, I mean, we have three rules or two rules in Cedar Park made from us playing in two tournaments.
Yeah, yes, that's true. The wise guys, that's true. Just crazy, but they were just crazy stuff. You know what I mean? I mean, who else is gonna run two fields over and catch a foul ball other than Lance?
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
I mean, no one was on the fields or anything. That's why he was able to do it. But, I mean, can we get a stat cast on that?
Dude, I wish somebody had that on video. That catch was freaking insane.
Dude, Tim still talked. I mean, we still talk about that catch in Cedar Park, dude. That catch was – I remember sitting there with you, and we were just like, Lance? Because he had made, like, three catches. We were like, how? And then I just remember looking at the ball. I never looked where Lance was. And I was like, dang, where the hell is that thing going? That thing is carrying. And the wind was blowing that way, too, a little bit. And then Lance just slides. And I was like, me and you were like, holy shit. How the hell did he get all the way over there?
Yeah, that dude. That was wild, bro. That was so wild. That was a fun tournament.
It definitely was. So, speaking of tournaments, you said you're playing in Cali. Where else can we expect to see you? Before we wrap it up here on this Friday,
hoping to get out there for the medium pitch with you guys, with you and Lance. I'm pretty sure I'll be able to make it. I'm trying to just finalize everything within the next week or two. Other than that, I don't know, man. Like, our OC Wiffle League is talking about trying to send a team to the Open or UWIFs. Those guys all want to do it. I don't think I'll be able to. I mean, I doubt it. But, you know, you never know. I'd love to do UIFs, but it's a far, far flight. You know, a lot of money.
Yes. Far. Hotels, Oh yeah. I mean, it's a you got to save up, or you got to be very dedicated to be going to UFs, and you got to have the time. I mean, we all
work. And you know, so if I do Texas in July, and then you know UFs is in October, the Open's in August. You know, maybe the Open, I'd probably be more down for that than UFs. You know.
Yeah, I feel you. I think Lance will be there for the Open for sure. I mean, that's a huge tournament too.
Yeah, and I like medium pitch. I can't, dude, my arm can't take fast pitch anymore. My arm's done, bro. After you know, playing baseball for so long, I could throw, you know, maybe mid-70s max. That's it.
Yeah, I feel you. Dude, I throw like high 70s, maybe 80 on a good day.
You could, I mean, dude, when we were playing New Braunfels, you could throw.
Yeah.
Hard a couple times.
Yeah, but that's when we were playing every week, dude. Now we don't do that, and I don't throw that much as I used to. Maybe I was throwing high 80s in New Braunfels. I don't know. There was a couple days where it was crazy. But before we wrap up here, Ben, I appreciate you coming on my last episode here in April. You got any plugs for us, brother?
Just my Instagram. You know, we're still working on the website, so it's Walk Off Bat on Instagram. And then if anybody listening is in Cali and looking for a wiffle ball league, we play Tuesday nights in Irvine at the Great Park. It's a amazing facility. Our new summer season, I believe, is starting May 17th. So on Instagram, that's OC Wiffle Ball. So if anybody's looking to join a league, you don't even need to bring a team. If you just want to join, he'll put you on a team. It's a lot of fun. Play every Tuesdays. You get 1 to 2 games every week. So anybody wants to play, check out the Instagram and send them a message, and Anthony will get you on a team.
So, hey, if you're trying to play out there, I definitely suggest it. It's always great to be playing wiffle ball no matter where you're at. All right, guys. Well, this is my last episode here. Next Friday, you got Sam Skippy, the legend himself. Tune in Monday again for the Cook Bros. I don't know if it's going to be Tim Cook, Paul Cook, Tim and Paul. I have no idea, guys. Like, it's always a surprise for me, too. So, for my man, Ben, I already botched your last name. Say it one more time for me. I'm sorry.
It's all good, bro. Codispodi.
Ben Codispodi, Mr. Walk-Off Elite himself. I'm Skylar Burt. Grab a bat. Find a ball. And keep with one, America.
Boom! Across the river just to hold